Thank you very much. I'll make mine a little bit quicker because I know you guys are running a little bit over time. But my name is Amanda Cole. I'm a PhD student at Middle Tennessee State University, and I'm happy to be here today to talk about the research I've been doing. And the title of my presentation is Losing Weight by Any Means, the Relationship Between Weight Loss Status and Weight Loss Methods Among High School Students in Tennessee. And we have no relationships to disclose. Okay, so a little bit of background information. In 2009, the Tennessee YRBS Youth Risk Behavior Survey stated that 15.8% of Tennessee high school students were considered obese, and then versus 12% of all U.S. high school students. So we all know that there's a lot of negative health consequences from obesity, and those can include physical and also social factors as well. And the Department of Health and Human Services, according to their Healthy People 2020 initiatives, they wanted to reduce the proportion of children and adolescents who are considered obese and prevent inappropriate weight gain in youth and adults. But according to the 2010 mid-course review, we see that these objectives had not yet been met. So we still have a little bit more work to do, a lot more work to do. And in the state of Tennessee, we have many interventions seeking to decrease the weight of children and adolescents. And in 2010, Tennessee began the Eat Well, Play More Tennessee Plan to reduce obesity. So that's something that's been very prominent. And this study may help to help the health educators and everyone who's working on the Eat Well, Play More objectives. And it can help to target which children are at risk for disordered eating, because we know that that's been associated with low self-esteem, depression, suicidal ideation, substance abuse, among other things. So for our initial study, we did use the YRBS for 2009, and we examined the relationship between weight loss status and weight loss methods. For weight loss status, we specifically looked at students who were trying to lose weight versus those who were not trying to lose weight. And in the 2009 Tennessee YRBS, specifically why we chose the trying to lose weight variable was that 45.2% of students did say that they were trying to lose weight. And like many other studies, this was higher for girls, 59.1% versus 31.7%. And the different weight loss methods that we looked at were whether or not the students were physically active for 60 minutes per day on 5 or more of the past 7 days, if they ate fruits or vegetables, and if they ate less foods, fewer calories, or low in fat. If they fasted, so if they went without eating for 24 hours or more, if they took any diet pills, powders, or liquids, and if they induced vomiting or were taking laxatives. So what we found was that students trying to lose weight were more likely to use both unhealthy and healthy weight loss methods than students who were not trying to lose weight, except for eating fruits and vegetables, which was not significant. So students who were trying to lose weight, for instance, were 7.7 more times likely to be using, to have used diet pills to try to lose weight than students who were not. So after the initial study, we expanded our focus. In the literature, there's a lot of different terminology used, weight loss status, weight loss methods, and then there's weight management behaviors, personal weight goal, weight control behaviors. So our initial concepts, weight loss status and weight loss methods, we decided to expand those to personal weight goal and weight control behaviors so that we could include some of the other personal weight goals and look at the bigger picture. So what are personal weight goals? We know one is trying to lose weight, but then there's also trying to stay the same weight, trying to gain weight, or those who are doing nothing about their weight. So for our expanded study, we grouped the weight control behaviors into healthy, unhealthy, or no weight control behaviors there on the right-hand side. And we also added one unhealthy weight control behavior of steroid use. And that's to look at boys and weight gain specifically. So the research question was, what effect do personal weight goals have on weight control behaviors of adolescents in Tennessee? And we control for age, sex, race, and BMI. We had three hypotheses. Students who report they are trying to lose weight, trying to stay the same weight, or trying to gain weight are more likely to have unhealthy weight control behaviors than our students who are doing nothing about their weight. So many students who are overweight or obese want to lose weight, and there have been several studies that show this relationship, so therefore we did control for BMI. And we also know that normal students may also want to lose weight. These are called normal weight dieters. And in one study of 4,746 adolescents, 63.8% of the average weight girls desired to weigh less. And we also know that some students want to gain weight. In Tennessee, 15.5% of students responded that they were trying to gain weight, and there were more boys than girls, 25.2% versus 5.6%. And according to Drunowski and Yee, the chief male concern at that age is to gain weight, size, and strength. And we do know that boys may use steroids to gain weight. For this study, we did refer to steroid use as an unhealthy weight control behavior, and we know that they are associated with several negative health consequences. And the predictors, some of them are desire to weigh more and actually having a higher use of healthy weight control behaviors. And weight status, such as being obese or overweight, also has a strong relationship with unhealthy weight control behaviors. In a study of 8,330 adolescents, Boutel et al. Found that overweight girls and boys were more likely to use unhealthy weight control behaviors than normal weight adolescents. And one reason that it's important for us to understand the predictors of unhealthy weight control behaviors is that they can also result in an increase in BMI. And this study showed that students who used unhealthy weight control behaviors in 1999 actually had higher BMIs in 2004 than students who were not using any weight control behaviors. And this is the overall diagram of the study. So you can see on the left-hand side are the personal weight goals. And on the right-hand side are the weight control behaviors grouped as healthy, no weight control behaviors, or unhealthy weight control behaviors. And how we assigned them into the categories was if they had used at least one healthy weight control behavior and no unhealthy, they were placed in the healthy category. If they used any unhealthy weight control behavior, they were placed in the unhealthy group, and no means they answered no to both variables. And one variable that we controlled for was age, and this is due in part to this study that stated older students were more likely to be trying to lose weight than younger students. A few studies have looked specifically at age and personal weight goals. However, there are studies that look at actual behaviors and age. And several studies provide justification for controlling for sex. We already talked about how in Tennessee a higher percentage of girls were trying to lose weight than boys. So sex is definitely a factor in weight management and behaviors. And when controlling for race and ethnicity, this first study showed that black girls were more likely to be overweight than white girls. And the next two studies showed that black girls had a lower prevalence of disordered eating. So So for this reason, we chose to use the black adolescents as the reference group. Typically, we would use whites as the reference group because we're always concerned about what's happening in the minority population. But in this instance, because they were less likely to use the unhealthy weight control behaviors, we made them the reference group. And for our data analysis, we used multinomial logistic regression and then with complex samples, and we ran an interaction model with the 2007 data. And if they were significant, we stratify the analysis, and if not, main effects model would be run. So to recap our research question, what effect do personal weight goals have on weight control behaviors of adolescents in Tennessee? And then our three hypotheses there. So these were our participant characteristics. The characteristics for 2007 and 2009 were very similar. The portions to point out here are probably that in 2007, 56.8% of students were using the healthy weight control behaviors, and that declined in 2009 to 53%. And also that students trying to lose weight in 2009 was 46.28%, and in 2007, that was 43.5%. So there's been an increase there. So here are the results for the unhealthy weight control variables. And notice that the reference group here in the first section are those that are doing nothing about their weight. So who uses unhealthy weight control behaviors? The significant results include when controlling for age, sex, race, and BMI, that students who responded they were trying to lose weight were more likely to engage in at least one unhealthy weight control behavior as opposed to no weight control behavior than the reference group of students who were doing nothing about their weight for both 2007 and 2009. And those odds ratios were 8.7 and 6.9. Students who wanted to stay the same weight were more likely to use unhealthy weight control behaviors for 2007. And white students were more likely than black students to use unhealthy weight control behaviors. And these are the results for the healthy weight control variables, which we also looked at. And for those, you see that we also found a lot of significant results. And this slide makes it a little bit clearer. So students who were trying to lose weight were four times more likely to use the healthy weight control variables in 2007. And if they wanted to stay the same weight, they were also more likely to use the healthy weight control variables. Students trying to gain weight were more likely in 2009. And white students were more likely than black students to use healthy weight control behaviors. As well, you do see that between those 2 years, the gap is closing, but future research is needed to determine whether or not that's because more white students are using less unhealthy weight control behaviors or more black students are using more unhealthy weight control behaviors. Older students were less likely than younger students to use healthy weight control behaviors, and we did note for every increase in a year in age that was consistent. So just to recap a little bit, students who were trying to lose weight did increase. Students with the trying to lose weight personal weight goal were more likely to use the unhealthy weight control behaviors, and there is a declining trend of less healthy weight control behaviors being utilized overall. For the cross-validation, this model would predict the results in 57.8% of the time. And the model was robust and stable over time as well. These are hypothesis results. There was a significant relationship between students trying to lose weight and using unhealthy weight control behaviors. there was a significant relationship for 2007 for trying to stay the same weight and using unhealthy weight control behaviors, but there was no relationship for students trying to gain weight. Future study recommendations, of course, we always want to use longitudinal data if we can get the availability to do so, and better studies to validate the model with other race groups, and qualitative research to gain a better understanding of the underlying causes. So in conclusion, we know that there are a lot of interventions nationally and in the state of Tennessee, and we just want to make sure that the message is getting across as we do want you to lose weight, but we want you to do it in a healthy way and making sure that we're not saying lose weight by any means necessary. Any questions?
Quick question. Did you look at, you indicated there was a fairly high proportion of boys who were trying to gain weight. Mm-hmm. Did you look at whether or not those boys were participating in sports, particularly in football?
We did not, no.
A lot of times they want to gain weight.
Yeah.
Other questions? Please join me in thanking all of our panelists.